'Twas a long time ago, longer now than it seems, in a place that perhaps you have seen in your dreams. For the story that you are about to be told began with the holiday worlds of old. Now you've probably wondered where holidays come from. If you haven't, I'd say that it's time you begun. For the holidays are the result of much fuss and hard work for the worlds that create them for us. Well, you see now, quite simply, that's all that they do, making one unique holiday especially for you. But once, a calamity ever so great occurred when two holidays met by mistake.
Motherfucking balls off.
Tonight, these unlikely allies will confront terror most foul in the blood-soaked halls of Papa's Palace of Pain. Be a courteous guest.
By tomorrow morning, I'll have my motherfucking revenge. Papa Caesar will be dead.
If we don't stop this mutant outbreak by tomorrow morning, we'll all be dead.
Your visit will be your last. Rated X.
Daddy, can I be a mutant?
One day, son, but for now you're too young.
But, Daddy!
No means no, and stop sniveling, you little shit. By the way, I'm not your daddy.
Huh?
I just... kind of fuck your mom. Talking of fucking people, I have a story for you. Sit back and listen. It's quite an amusing one. Well, I took myself to Bayou. I could not believe my eyes. The folks had been mutated, not quite dead, but not alive. Wasn't really looking.
looking for love, but they say that's when it strikes. She had that look of being dug up, but that's the type I like. Yeah, free world, man. One man's meat. Yada, yada, yada. Man, she was good. Well, she came towards me, said no words, just kind of snarling. As she tried to eat my brains out, I just had to kiss you, darling. Think I kind of rushed it, though, because as her lips had touched my mouth, her gums broke free from her face, thought it rude to spit them out. You know those travel programs that's on the television, where they eat all that weird shit? Yeah, she tasted like chicken. Didn't want to make a scene as her mouth was in mine. So I chewed around and swallowed it down, went in for a second time. Now I like to love the hard way, the rough and then the tumble. But she was something else, man. I was being strangled. Once again, misread the signs, thought go to second base. As her top came off, her tits went pop, got pus all in my face. Yeah, tasted like chicken. Chunky pussy chicken.
Tasted like chicken. Hi everyone, welcome to Not the Sonic Hour. Sorry about that. Actually, I'm not sorry at all. I don't know. For those of you who are expecting the Sonic Hour, this is the new style Sonic Hour, where we just see, we just swear every 5 minutes. I'm Dreadnux. Hello. I hate you all. No, not really. No, it's just it's me. I'll change UK. Yeah, that's yes. Hello, Boris. Say hello, Roris. No. No. You fail. You fail, substitute Roris. No, we've changed slots. We've changed slots because Dreadnux is currently on his way back from the MCM Expo in London. And, yeah, basically, he's not here yet.
But he will be on.
He will be. He will be motherfucking on. Those tracks were, those explicit tracks, they were as follows. There was a couple of them who said that, actually.
That's cute.
Oh, virgin spelt with an E.
They're already
on
internet for
Christ's sake. Yeah, no. We had from Nightmare Revisited, the remixed, reworked versions, covers of Nightmare Before Christmas. We had Danny Elfman redoing the opening to Nightmare Before Christmas. Afterwards, we had the Halloween version of You Know It Rocks. And then we had the prologue from House of the Dead Overkill. Then also from House of the Dead Overkill, we had the Brothel Creepers with One Night in Bayou. Bayou.
That's Bayou. Bayou.
Yeah. One Night in Bayou.
Bayou.
How's Bayou?
Just, yeah. Down by the Bayou,
etc. Down by the Bayou. Yeah. So, we're here. It's kind of our Halloween show, because...
It's a lot of things.
Well, it's the Halloween show for the simple fact that it kind of... Well, it's the last one before... It's the last possible show we can do before Halloween.
It's Halloween. Plus, it's the post-wedding.
Plus, it's the post-wedding. An interesting combo,
and then
to be
it's
fair.
It's also, because we're before the Sonic Hour, we actually get to say happy birthday, Tears.
Yes, we get to say happy birthday, Tears. Did you... I can ruin Sven's entire show.
I know, this is going to be great.
Awesome. Well, hi. Well, TSS was 9 as of yesterday or Friday?
I don't
know. So, it was yesterday, I think. 9 years. 9 years of telling you exactly what you need to know.
Or how to think.
Well, I wouldn't say that exactly. Oh, yes, I would. No. I kid. Yeah. It's not Halloween yet, haha. Yes, well done.
Just like we'll do a Christmas show on December the 20th.
It's our last chance to do it before Halloween. Understand.
We're gonna be busy.
It's the way the years run this time round. We can't get any better. Yeah. I'm joined once again by Echo Hawk. She's not run off into a sulk, as she proclaimed in the last show. That she wasn't gonna come
actually,
back.
treated me with an inch of respect in the past week or two.
Well, what happened since was I married her, so obviously that's obviously had don't some kind
this,
of...
Don't think this fixes.
You know it. I'm joking!
Eat your brains. Very appropriate for this show.
Mm-hmm. Dasuku says the Sonic Stadium is 2 days younger than my little sister.
That's a little odd. Yeah. It would be the case.
Does your little sister go off for long periods of time and you're not able to get hold of her at all?
Oh, dear.
I just wonder.
Nah.
Anyway, we've got different people.
Yeah,
because I'm because of all of this...
Now we're just
messing with... Is it Wild Dread and Wild Ride Black?
Well, the thing is, now that you're getting...
Obey AUK! Destroy Dreadnoughts!
Getting exposure now, these people actually like
the show. Did you not know there's a show on every week on Sunday after the Sonic Hour at 7 o'clock? Did you not know this? So they've been going for 31 episodes this...
This is not the first time
we've
seen
Come on. Anyway. We'll do what we normally do, which is to go down the running order, which is actually going up the running order, because we actually go in reverse. Because it's not fair to those people at the bottom. That's my...
We're screwed now, AAUK. I can agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that's in reference to the fact that,
If Daisoku just made the type of comment I think he made, that is just very bad taste, isn't he? Not the 431st episode, Lightning. It is season 4, episode 31. It was last week's. And this is 2 weeks ago's. This is the 32nd episode of the 4th series. Anyway, so we have underscore Spondy, who for some reason changed the name to Spundy.
Sorry.
Solomon Spundy, born the Monday.
It's hot.
Remember Sonic Tuesday, not Sonic Wednesday. Punch Knuckles on Thursday, dead on Friday.
Oh dear. Oh,
the DJ, Zero Ninja, Wide Vija, Erfar, Tiki, T-Bird, SDK, Sonic Mark, Sonic AD, SJSF, Shadow Fox 04, Shades, Ryo Nakage, Ringtail Clocks, Pico Pico, so good they named it twice. Orisama, Little Lee here. Who is Little Lee here? I don't think it's the Lee we think it is.
Probably. It'd be funny if it was.
It'd be funny if it was, actually.
Wouldn't surprise us in an awkward sort of way, but moving.
You shouldn't give him any guitars, incidentally, because he just tends, or any musical instruments, because he just tends to drop them.
Nice.
Lightning, Kitsune, Kiddo, Jake the Weasel, Jacob, Flyfox, Dubalon. I'm assuming that's how it's supposed to be actually pronounced, Dublin. Dublin entendre. Or is it? D'Artagnan, Daisoku, AUK, Rolkin, MK, Blitzkrutz has suddenly become Blitzkrutz. I'm assuming he's joined some kind of Belgian metal band. Birdie, Joshua, and Chanbot, the ever delightful Chanbot, making his 731st appearance in the chat room this month alone.
So you're basically saying he goes on and off just to spam entries?
He's a troll.
He's a troll.
Should really be banned.
Who's that?
Who's what?
I don't know.
Who's what? That?
Yeah.
That's Miles Jacobson. He's the head of Sports Interactive. Friend of mine.
You have a weird tweet group.
He's a friend of mine.
Well, that's good. But he's still a weird tweet group. But you might know all these people, but then when you work in the company. Don't know.
I gotta be so much more than this. Sorry.
Hey!
What? I said nothing. There was nothing here. You heard nothing.
Lord, Apple. You have a bun in your head, but you are a bun.
So, yeah, we went off and got married, basically.
Went off?
Well, we weren't here
you
last
week. You had it easy. You just went down to Hailsham and called people and made sure they got in the right place. I had to cart people around freaking London for a day and then had to get their asses all the way down to Hailsham. Not once, but twice. Mostly because my parents have their
Please
parents.
Be aware that you don't know what happened in that period of time when we weren't together, so...
Why don't you fill me in a little? Just a little summary.
Not now, we're on a radio show.
That's always the way you answer my questions. Oh, we're on a radio show. That's how you dodge all the tough ones.
Little Eve here says, I'm back from dinner and just heard my name mentioned. Yeah, we were just wondering who Little Eve here was. And we were insinuating it was Lee Brotherton, but of course it's not.
How can you be sure?
Because!
He doesn't ever refer to himself as Little?
He's not particularly little.
I know.
Anyway. I don't know, some of the comments we're getting are interesting. Jake Williams says a Chambot is the Sting's internet cousin.
That would make some sense.
That would make sense. Some say he's merely a bot.
Oh dear. Yeah, everybody's happy.
Some say he is a robot. And others say he doesn't like boats. Therefore cannot be.
All we know
is he's called Chambot. Jacob says, wait, last episode Echo Hawk quit. Yes, she did. In a blaze of glory, if by glory you mean just anger and shouting and yelling.
That was not me shouting, baby. That was mild annoyance, raised voices, and a complete spew of every thought in my head at that point. Which was generally unpleasantries.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, through a plot rewrite, she's here again. So basically, we're going to play just Halloween music.
Sort of.
For the rest of the day. So I'm going to complete. We're going to have the questions as usual. Feel free to, if you know my mobile number, we'll talk more about the wedding, I think, in a bit as well.
Yeah,
why not?
People want to know. We've been kind of like dodging around it.
Because several members of the community were there.
That's true.
And several.
Ironically, they could make it there.
Ironically, they could make it there, but they couldn't make it back for their radio show.
He was the last one.
He was the last one there. Sven Jocelyn, give him directions, he will be there!
Last!
Not
late, but last.
Last.
Oh dear.
Jake Lewis's Church of Stig, best religion ever. I'm surprised no one's done Church of Stig yet.
I bet you somebody has, somewhere on the internet.
Somewhere. And lo, he got into the Noble 3.0. And thus did he clock a time greater than that of a TVR.
Don't you think the Bible would, like, have rights
Verily.
To that kind of speech pattern?
Oh, dear.
I don't.
And though did... and thus did Stig say unto the moneylenders, get ye out of the temple, for thy books have got talks, dear. And, your fuel economy is below government standards.
Yep, they're already ringing. Now you started it, you say you have yourself.
Phil Sims says pokes.
Yep.
Yeah, that's because it was Phil's birthday earlier in the week.
Earlier,
wasn't it? I believe. Tuesday was Phil's VJ Sims' birthday. He's 706.
Nice.
Not out. Off only 12 balls as well. Very impressive.
What?
Of course, we had the various high-powered people of the community were there. Vija himself was there, of course. He'd got time off from MI5 in order to participate. Earthheart was there.
That's true. Yep.
And who else was there?
Yeah,
Adam T-Bird Tuff played a very... specific role.
Mostly to balance out the shot.
Hmm.
I'm just kidding.
No. T-Bird was my groomsman.
Oh, No, yeah.
What do you mean, no?
I thought you said Sven for some reason. My brain.
No. Adam, what is up with Vija?
He's having a fit. He's so excited because you said his name on
the You might have heard my phone going off. You can obviously text into me if you have my mobile number.
Give out his number.
I won't give out my number. If you're a personal friend and you have the if you have the mobile number, you can text him. Urfart was the recipient of the Garter, of course.
By force.
It was quite funny that T-Bird, Vija, and Urfart did not want to fight for the Garter.
Well, we gave them
which,
a
if you don't know, has the same sort of powers, if you like, as the bouquet, catching the bouquet.
By default.
Yes. Trippy was Echo's bridesmaid.
No, she wasn't just a bridesmaid. She was the
maid of honor. So not only was she a bridesmaid, she had honor.
Well,
honor.
She had to make sure my stuff was together. So she did her job.
Mm.
She had fun.
But we sort of forced it onto Urfart in the end because none of them wanted to get it.
No, you actually got it.
I basically eeny, meeny, miny, moed and gave it to Urfart. So he's next to get married.
Supposedly.
Of course, it could be some sort of... because something terrible could happen and he might end up marrying Trippy.
That would be very, very odd considering she's already engaged.
Mm.
Ish.
Ish.
I don't know. She lives with the guy. That sounds like a pretty solid thing.
From what... I actually asked Digi this.
Yeah.
And basically, Trippy asked him...
Sweet.
Basically said, shall we...
That's what I should have done. Why didn't I think of this?
So, yeah, I think it was when it was a leap year, though.
A leap year?
Traditionally, it's just tradition that women can ask men to marry them on, was it the 29th of February?
Yeah, I was born on a leap year. I was almost a leap year baby.
You were almost four. You'd be about four now, and I'd be arrested.
No. I would just age very slowly. It'd be one of those very odd things. When do you celebrate a leap year person's birthday?
Now you get to choose. Tiba says, how many small children did you plough through, says Biafra. That sounds wrong!
Okay.
There were no small children. There were going to be small children, and then they decided they weren't going to turn up.
Because somebody got sick or something. Yeah. Which, it was alright. I mean, it wasn't too cold.
Biafra says, once I accidentally ploughed through my nephew for the Garter. I think Biafra should stop saying these things. They're starting to sound worse and worse.
Don't use the word plow and children plow. In the same sentence.
Call Mr. Plow. That's his name. That name again is Mr. Plow.
Thank you for the deviation. But, yeah, just don't use those two words together in a sentence.
Mm. Right.
Excuse me.
But there was... Who else was there? So, Roar Black and Dreadnux were there. Digivalentine was there as well, of course, with... That was it, actually, from the community-wise. Although DC was there.
Yeah. He made it. And then he went all the way back home because he just couldn't be asked to get a hotel all the way out there.
Yeah. Well, that's because he failed.
No, he didn't want to.
He had a fail.
He had to make it harder.
DC, alias Al-Zari, if you read the Sonic Rex comics.
A.K.A. the guy who kind of helps out every once in a while.
A.K.A. Ben Kemp. When was the last time he had when was the last time he had it?
I thought he was supposed to be, like, in London this weekend, but he never, like, called.
Spundy apparently thrusts, which I'm just hoping it doesn't involve Biafra in any way, really.
Yeah.
I think we should have some music.
Yeah.
Let's have some more music.
Yeah.
More Halloween-y music. Where's the Spooky Unless... Scary Skeletons remix by Red Mongoose?
You always play that song.
I've played it once.
You've always.
I've always played it. You're playing it now! The next Michael Jackson is AAUK, apparently, says Jacob. I'm going to die of a drugs overdose.
That's not a bad way to go. There are worse ways to go.
I'd like to point out that my eyebrows and lips are my own.
Yeah. Well, for now.
For now!
He started out black and now he was... Yeah. It's Blakey Boo! Always gotta... You're forgetting me. Yeah.
I'm forgetting... Oh, actually, we did forget.
You were so awful!
Well, no, but I think the reason why I forgot... the reason I've neglected to mention Blake was, of course, for a lot of the night, he actually wasn't there.
No, it was the reception he wasn't there for. He was there for the wedding. Yeah. That's the most...
Will you put a sock in it to let me finish?
No.
Honestly.
Nope.
You try and get... I see, you try and get her to speak normally. Mm-hmm. Not a chance in hell.
Nope.
When you want to speak, oh god, try and shut her up.
Shut up.
You shut up.
Oh, you shut up.
Anyway.
You're not that ready tweeting noise.
No, we have to, shut up! Will you... Shush! Shush. Zip it. The reason Blake wasn't there was, unfortunately, he ate some little chef food, I think the morning before or something, and it did not agree with him at all.
We love you, Blake.
We do. Less than three. I hope your Blake mail is doing well.
I seriously, like 5 seconds ago, I know this is going to be totally whatever script we have in our minds, but...
We have a script?
That's what I just said. Anyway, it was like, I literally just thought of his name, and I'm like, why isn't he saying it? Why isn't he saying it? But I didn't say anything, and then he did that, and I'm like, oh shit, now he's going to think I didn't think about him.
Sonic Mark starts doing a version of Thriller with the word Riz. I've already done one Thriller parody. Yeah, I did in the comic.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to one of the old...
It's not that old.
A couple of years now, I think.
Is it?
Mm. 99 Pumpkins But a Witch Ain't One, the Sonic Rex comic. There is
that wasn't the one where I was in it, was it?
You were in the beginning.
Oh, shit.
As Bird Hawk.
Yeah, that was...
You were leading the protest, because apparently it's been a couple of years since Sonic Rex started, and there hadn't been a Halloween comic yet, so you were leading a protest.
Hmm.
And by you, as I say, I mean Bird Hawk. Anyway, music.
Character thing. Which you confused and turned into a bird for some reason, I'm not really
sure. Everybody's heard about the bird, bird.
And then I broke your sight to turn back into a hedgehog, which I haven't made an appearance properly since, except for this wedding thingy.
Fail.
You gotta put out a new...
You've been... actually, you've been in a few times recently. You were in the takeoff of Love Lockdown one.
What was I doing in that?
You were in the last frame.
Oh, so I was in the background.
In the last frame, you talked to Metal Sonic.
Was I?
Yes, you were.
I'll have to look that up now.
Fail.
I don't feel confident about that one. I feel like you're lying to me to try to make me feel better, and I'm not going to let you. Sorry. I'm not giving to you that easily. Oh, now he's going to try to prove me wrong.
Yeah, Of course I can prove you wrong. It's very easy.
Why do you have the needle moose symbol?
Needle moose.
Needle moose.
Needle moose, needle moose, ooh, needle, 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 needle moose. Here we go.
All the hockey boots.
86! Who is that? Sorry to interrupt my mechanical stud muffin, but it's time for your 2:30 annihilation and aerobic torture session. Sigh, ruling is a tough job, Hawk.
You do such great voice acting, it's a wonder why you're not in the games themselves. You maniacs. Oh, dear.
Chowa, chowa!
Hey, when are you putting out another comic besides us being, like, hitched and all that stuff?
I don't know. Soon? When I have time. Better make me have the computer then, so I can do it.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
Anyway, it's not like I've got an idea for it.
Well, okay. I thought you were playing music.
I was playing music, no, but then you started accusing me of doing things.
But that's my job, isn't it?
No.
What? What is my
love,
job?
Love, honor, and obey means apparently just, you know...
Love, honor, and obey. Bull freaking crap, you don't obey anything I say. I don't tell you anything to do.
We're gonna have some corn.
Corn?
Yeah.
That didn't quite work. That's
with their version of Kidnap the Sandy Claws, because it's awesome.
I love that.
Yeah, seriously, this version is awesome. And then we're going to have Spooky Scary Skeletons.
All right, rock on.
Yeah, okay. We'll be back after these messages.
Or...
Redux!
Hang on. Vija, quote, all the Sawyer X comics are old since he doesn't do any new ones. I wish this man a happy birthday.
He just turns around and stabs you in the back.
He doesn't much stab you in the back, in the front, sort of near the groin.
Really? Because that's my space, dude.
Damn straight.
I get to stab. All right,
funny, I thought it was the reverse, but there we go. Anyway, we'll get back. Anyway, yeah. That's Vidra of Emerald Coast, by the way. A subpar site with a subpar writer.
Are you really going to call him out in the middle of
I just did.
Would you just put on the music so these people can rock out?
It's time for some questions and answers, and some questions from Q&A UK, because we do actually have some questions. Some of them are very interesting, actually. I had a quick look down through, so... So, yeah.
Poor Blue Blur's a little late to the party.
Yeah. No, the Blue Blur was there, and then timed out and back.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Anyway, yeah, so the tracks you're just listening to were Korn with their cover of Kidnap the Santa Claus from Nightmare Before Christmas, and then Red Mongoose's version of Spooky Scary Skeletons by Adam Gold, I think it is, just called Shock Your Soul instead. Alright, let's see what we have in the questions. We've got a few from the forum. Mm-hmm. Tal says, I haven't been on in a while. What has happened whilst I was away? Well, that's a bit of an open-ended one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's just, you know.
Well, we got married.
That happened last
year. T-Bird was made king.
Really?
Yeah. Of Denmark.
Did he get overthrown?
I don't know. He's never been particularly good on a horse, so I would say that was quite likely. What else happened? Sonic Midnight Runners was announced.
Sonic Midnight Runners.
Yeah.
Quickly.
You have to save the denizens of the Dexy dimension. From Eggman's evil clutches. The Japanese voice artist for Amy has also produced a new album of tracks where she just whistles them. She's a very good version of Coldplay's Clocks. And of course, everyone knows that rabbits are made illegal, and the Brotherton's now on the run with Nibbles. Aww. Anyway, someone says, I drank 4 8-ounce bottles of honey. What's the worst that could happen? You found out you actually drank Dr. Pepper. Presumably.
Or you consumed enough sugar that
you die.
No, he'll just get really dehydrated and. Well, I don't think his bowels will agree with him. That's just...
He'll turn into a bee.
He might turn into a bee.
You might turn into a bee.
Which means it's going to come back out anyway, so I'm not really sure how that's been beneficial at this point.
You're going to be a sit down for a start, because of the stinger.
You be sit down.
Well, to the size that Matoa might be, you know. You might have to. Hey, I'm not the one who drank the 4 8-ounce bottles of honey, so don't look at me. Joe Forever says, I might not be able to listen in on this show. If I'm not, would you miss me? Just checking, and no, Joe Forever is not in the chat room.
You can record the show. Solid Mark says
Winnie the Pooh will come attack you.
That's possible.
That is possible. You just listen into it. You can download the show, obviously, from iTunes. Yeah. First Sonic Rated podcast in the world, remember?
You can get all of the previous shows.
Get all the previous shows on there?
Mm-hmm.
Not quite all the shows at the moment, because a lot of them are being redone still, reworked still.
Some
almost all the way down back to the end, or the beginning, I should say, of season 2. And I can start working on the season 1 shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like we get that it would be for the honey.
Yeah.
We kind of assumed that one.
Yeah. It's alright.
Lightning says that they're going to have nightmares now. What about Winnie the Pooh coming? Winnie the Pooh's going to come and beat you up because he thinks you're a heffalump.
Possibly, but I don't know. Something about
Winnie the Pooh ate piglets, well known fact.
Well, he ate something, that's for sure.
And Tig once defecated on Rabbit's lawn.
Must. Are you going to ruin everyone's childhood memories?
Why not?
Own sinister amusement just because they're round because they can't get
of course, being a tigger and obviously crapping is what tiggers do best. You just left a big massive pile of springs.
Why? Now you're just filling their minds with dirty
Because their bottoms are made out of springs!
That doesn't necessarily doesn't necessarily mean they defecate springs, okay?
They must defecate springs!
Why are we talking about when tigers defecate, okay?
Not tigers, tiggers! A very different animal!
I said tigers!
There's only one of them, they're endangered species. I wouldn't do that.
Why? Now
everyone's confused.
About tigers
everyone's confused now. It doesn't matter.
I hate
that. What? Dreadnux looks. If you've got any further questions as to what's going on, just ask Dreadnux. AK, when the best of Crush 40 Super Slick Songs comes out, are you gonna get it? And if so, will you play the new versions of I Am All of Me, His World, and Gravity Fly, and Night of the Wind, and open your heart from it?
I do believe those are song requests that are in the incorrect thread.
No, what he's saying, will I play the new versions on Radio Redux? We'll see. I will get it, I'm not sure when.
Imagine when it comes out, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Considering.
Phone's gone off.
Nope.
Okay, would you still complain about Mephiles if he does come back and not as Demigod, just another villain from the future? And don't say he can't come back, because Silver technically did in the Rival series. Yeah, but Silver always existed.
Silver was one of those.
The future changes still was Silver still existed.
This is an episode out of Doctor Who, just because it happened. But see, the fact that Mephiles, being half of that entity that was actually physically destroyed.
He was physically destroyed. Yeah.
Is therefore nullified and void, and he's not.
Yeah, he's the flames of disaster were blown out. Solaris' flame was blown out. Therefore, Mephiles no longer. Well, Mephiles
didn't get to complete.
Mephiles didn't get to be created because it was when the flames was used in the experiment that Mephiles was created.
Right.
Therefore, if Solaris was
snuffed out
before Mephiles was even created, you know, it can't possibly be.
Exactly. It's from Earthy, and
what's Earthy says?
He just says odd things.
It says, man, you either hate or love Disney. I'm just pointing out the obvious. If Tigger's bottom is made out of springs, he must defecate springs.
No, we're not going
or
down.
Fluff.
Fluff,
what does he eat? He hates honey.
They're all stuffed
right?
animals. I'd go with Fluff. Can that just be enough? He doesn't eat honey. He doesn't like honey.
Is Fluff enough? Fluff and stuff. You look kind of rough.
I'm going to rip your ears off. Come on! Stop talking.
She thinks she's buff.
Stop it!
Sorry, I was a bit off the cuff. What?
I'll have to show you off the cuff.
Aw. She gives me love. yeah, so he can't come back. He physically can't. It's not like don't say he can't come back. He can't come back!
He didn't exist. And he actually legitimately doesn't exist because the events in order to.
You know, in storyline, he cannot come back. Because he never existed.
Yeah, that's why that game kind of is trippy and I haven't finished that. It's not is trippy.
Echo, are you still a fan of Mephiles?
Oh, Mephiles.
If so, shout out OMG, I'm a Mephiles fan.
It's oh my god, I'm a Mephiles. Now you're making me second guess how to say it. Mephiles fan.
Mephiles.
That's what the game says, that's what I say.
So what was it?
Oh my god, I am a Mephiles fan. God!
Try it again.
Oh my god, I'm a Mephiles fan.
That was three oh my gods if you were counting
that. Yeah,
but
I knew you were drawing that one. Keen in the ass.
To both of us, if Sega lets you put anything, cult multiplier, certain game, etc., into the very unknown Project Needlemouse, would you, and if so, what would it be?
Oh course you'd put something in it.
Hmm.
You're the one who knows about it, but you can't really say anything.
I'm not going to answer that question, actually.
There's no point in you answering the question. You don't know enough.
No, I don't know enough, actually. That's
the point.
Well.
It's a secret project!
I wouldn't be able to tell people stuff even if I knew it.
Exactly. That,
as I've said before. I will not answer that question.
I don't know anything, frankly, either. I'm glad everybody thinks I get some big tip, but I have no clue what's going on either. Neither of us really do.
Nope.
He probably does, but he couldn't say it if he wanted to. So guess what, Sega? Your secret is safe with him.
BlueBird95 says, since you live in the UK, what do you do with your extra hour on Sunday morning? Echo was asleep. When?
I was awake when they did the
clock. Oh, yeah, she was playing Warcraft at early in the morning. But she was allowed to.
Yep.
On this occasion. I was semi-asleep until Echo decided that she was going to be very loud on Ventrilo, and then I wasn't asleep anymore.
You said did you not realize? I'm impressed.
Did you not realize that you'd woken me up?
I think eventually I got tired of just typing last night.
You're like going, really, really, really loudly.
When did I laugh really loudly?
Oh my god! Oh, you can't do that! It's like,
obviously,
I was like, what? Am I under attack? It's like, what? I'm trying to rub my eyes and I just see you there going,
That's not how I play WoW, dude. That is.
As much as obviously an over the top dramatic dramatization it was, it wasn't that far off.
Dude, I don't even know. Okay, I just get sick of typing everything and explaining everything and going, I can't talk because
he's
asleep.
You woke me up.
I'm gonna keep waking your butt up. I do what I want.
Oh my stars. Echo, after the wedding, when you finally return home, did AUK carry you through your front door, or is he not man enough for that?
It's not that he's not man enough, but we live
Actually, we were in a bit of a hurry to get things through the door, because...
Yeah, because we were leaving doors open, and we didn't want bugs and things.
Yeah, there's a very expensive bike in the hallway, and we don't have to get
started. No, but you deliberately went out of your way to pull me back outside the door, pick
that is
me up,
true.
And then... He did technically, not necessarily the first thing, but he did technically go out of his way to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So he's quote unquote man enough to do that.
Let's see the chat. I don't see a Dreadnux yet. Ine Governanto, I think, just joined. Sorry, Ine Governanto, there was a change of plan, and Radio Redux swapped with Sonic Hour.
Now you get to hang out with
Dreadnought. You get to listen to the Sonic Hour.
If he shows up.
Jacob, you get... Sorry, Jacob. Jacob missed the Sonic Hour! Of course, oh, dear. It'll be here since it's nastier than a one-eyed snake. I don't know what is, but... Do you mean our show?
I have no idea.
I am hurt. How do you do?
What's a one-eyed snake? That is not what he just said. That isn't what he just said. Seriously, tell me that's not what he just said.
One second. Something to Echo. Well, time for some final music, I think. And if we've got time, if Drenox is still not back, we'll do a final question also. Okay. So,
Time for some more music. We're going to have some more House of the Dead, because why the hell not?
You like it so much.
The House of the Dead, Overkill.
Not various songs are just getting stuck in my head at this point. You haven't played Pumpkin Hill either.
Yeah.
Traditionally, you're goofy.
Well, we'll end with Pumpkin Hill.
All right.
If Dreadnought isn't back. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll see about this piece of music anyway for either a farewell or another question or another piece of music, whatever. Okay. Coming up next is the Sives with They Call Him G from The House of Dead Overkill, and also Golden Lick with Critics' Choice from House of Dead Overkill. Yes. Warning: explicit content. Just a bit.
From the start and through.
They call him only G. His identity, a mystery. You ever going to tell anybody what the fucking G stands for? No. Hey. Hey, Ben. Oh, yeah? So you, free to talk? Not really. It's been kind of crazy, you know, long hours, man. They paired me up with this guy, and we don't really get along that well. And, you know, we had some weird shit. Some really weird shit. You read about it. Huh? What they say. You don't go there, man. I'm fucked up. Really, really fucked up. Nah, you did. Well, what'd she say? Well, yeah, she's kind of cool. But see, I met this other girl. She looks kind of weird. I mean, not weird, just sexy, kind of. What type of body? See, that ain't kind of important, you know? She's got this whole beautiful mind thing. Oh, man. Sure. All the good time. Nah, you'll get to meet her. She just got some stuff to get together right now.
critic said, it's fucking good. Other critics said, it's motherfucking good. A street corner prostitute said, I would suck that guy's dick. A toothless crack whore said, give me a chicken dinner.
Once again.
Sure enough, when the chick said, I want to suck that guy's thing,
then Dreadnoks arrived in the show. We were both laughing here quite a lot at that, actually, it has to be said.
That was good.
Could have come up on the bit where it was like, a toothless crack horror said, toothless crack horror said, Dreadnoks has joined Sonic Stadium.
But anyway, that means we're kind of...
That means we're out.
Yep.
We're going to do a Halloween show without playing Pumpkin Hill.
Yep.
That's hardcore.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, the Sonic Hour will now be taking place. If you're tuning in right now, waiting for Radio Redux, there was a swap and...
You've all been betrayed.
You've all been betrayed. It was a trap.
It's always a trap.
There were over 9,000 traps.
It was always a trap.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Dreadnoks and a cat that can play a piano will be here next.
Are you calling Rory's now?
Oh no, we've replaced Rory with the internet cat that plays the piano.
Oh, cool. You mean the one that's like being forced to play the piano?
Yeah.
Very obviously so.
Oh yeah. The week after is being replaced by the three wolves on the three wolves in the moon T-shirt wolves.
Anyway, should probably get on with it. So
once again, someone failed to notify me. Well, it was kind of last minute, Joe Forever. We do apologise. It was kind of last minute. It was about an hour beforehand. Yeah, Blue Knife has a keyboard cat. Exactly. Keyboard cats will be on the show coming up in a minute.
With so much to say.
Einigel Vanto says he better make up for me missing most of Redux. If you wait a week and a bit, then you'll be able to listen to this, download the show, of course, and listen to it.
Yep, and I think you'll find it particularly funny.
I think Jake Weasel intimates that keyboard Chanbot would be much more interesting. Anyway, I look forward to this. I'm sure Drenox isn't going to let me down like SOA let me down earlier in the week.
Listen, there's a difference between Dreadnoks.
I said that SOA would sing via Twitter a song about Space Harrier and ducks. And did they do that? No. In fact, they went so far out of their way not to do that, they didn't actually appear on Twitter that day, which is quite unlike SOA. So,
yeah, it's kind of like that. This is what I get to hang out with.
Keyboard. He says keyboard stick.
Right. Anyway.
Anyway, it is time to say goodbye. Every time we say goodbye, I die a little.
owing to the fact that I am mortal, and therefore, through every second, I am slowly dying, as are all the rest of you. And Tigger's already dead. There we go. Stigger was already dead.
He had some
terrible Tigger sexually transmitted disease, which is why he was crapping all those springs we mentioned earlier. There we go. It all makes sense in the end. You're gonna wake up. You're gonna put Tigger head in your bed.
That's how I do it.
Oh, that's how you do it. Anyway, I've been Archange UK. She's been Echo Hawk.
Bye, guys.
And we will see you next week. Bye for now.